following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. This is the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm Tony Nafar, certified financial planner and member of Neal Financial Group. Doug Neal, certified financial planner, also in the studio today, along with Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant. Craig Montana, running the studio for us. And by the way, Craig is the one that pops your phone calls right here to us after the last several days of market activity. Looking at your balances, if you haven't looked at your 401k or 403b until over the weekend here, you were afraid to look at it last week or a week before, and now you're looking at it over this weekend. Probably had a little improvement in there. Almost like a rubber band snapping back. So we'll talk a little bit about that. And, of course, on our way to the studio this morning, we looked over at the courthouse across the way from our office on Main Street and saw lots of kids and lots of activity.
Lots of Bluebell hats on.
Even the old Bluebell Creamery truck, delivery truck, was out there. Yep. And so welcome back. Welcome back, Bluebell. Yep.
Nice celebration.
Absolutely. And I can't wait to get over there to the grocery store.
Maybe they got some samples out on the courthouse steps. We'll have to go check that out after the show.
There we go. By the way, if you have questions that you'd like to ask, but if you don't want to call during the show and have your voice on the air, I know a lot of you are that way, and that's fine. But we want you to ask your questions, so you can always wait for a commercial break. No one will hear you during the commercial breaks except us. You'll be calling on the phone. I'll give you that number in a moment. Or you can wait till later and call us at our office, and I'll give you that phone number as well in just a few moments. But the main thing is to find out information. That's that's really where we all need to be, don't you think, Doug?
Yes, yeah, so we have a lot of that when people come in for their free review. Had a nice person come in last week. I'm not going to say anything because they love to listen, and it was great. They came in to learn what they could do, the choices and options and the ramifications of picking one choice over another choice. Mm-hmm. And that's what we help people do is pick how does it work and how will it affect me if I choose this or this?
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen enough of it over the going on four decades.
Yeah, a long time.
You can see how that goes. And plus, there's new things that come out all the time.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about a couple of those that are maybe an option for some of you listening out there, depending on whether it's a suitable thing for you. And we can talk about that. It's kind of like going to the doctor and getting an exam. Is this medicine right for you or that medicine right for you, right? So it's the same thing. But these are ways to either limit the movement in your portfolio, especially on the downside. Limit the downside. There are pluses and minuses, though, of different ways to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it really comes down to what do you want your money to do? Where are you in your life?
Yep.
All of the criteria that we apply as financial planners to help you make the right decisions and at least learn what's out there. Pretty simple stuff. Also, we're going to take a look at some interesting info about the economy. You know, Bluebell is not the only one that's kind of making a resurrection here. So we can talk about that. And how do you look at things and not just freak out when things happen in the markets? So how to keep control, how to not go off the deep end, and especially for those of you who panicked and sold in March of 2009 when we hit the bottom of the Great Recession. Those of you who bailed and have never really caught up or barely caught up, you know, do you have to do that again? So we'll talk about pros and cons and how to look at things. It'll help you a little bit. And by the way, if you got some questions, here's our phone number. Jamie and Doug and I are right here waiting for your call. So here it is, 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. 79. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show.
Let's say you suddenly need to see a doctor. Maybe you're feeling under the weather, or you have a bug that you can't seem to shake. Or worse, maybe your child has come down with something. Point is, you know you need to see a doctor. But how do you go about choosing the primary care doctor that's right for you? You'll want a clinic that's nearby, and it'll have to accept your insurance plan. Well, look no farther than Baylor Scott & White Health Primary Care Clinics. With numerous locations throughout the area, you'll find them everywhere you are. You'll also find something that other clinics don't have, the Baylor Scott & White Health name. That means each clinic is part of a large network of physicians, specialists, and advanced technology. We even make it possible for you to manage your care with our online patient portal. Baylor Scott & White Health Primary Care Clinics have multiple locations, many with extended hours to fit your needs. And we accept most insurance plans. So when you need medical care, choose Baylor Scott & White Health. Visit bswdocs.com to find the location nearest you.
On Sunday, September 6th, head to Scavizzi Catering in Blyberville, your labor-free day headquarters. And pick up your favorite barbecue and fixins. Get beef, chicken, pork, sausage, or pork ribs, plus containers of potato salad, coleslaw, and barbecue sauce from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Desserts prepared by the Blyberville TEEA Club will also be available. Call in your order at 836-8778 for quick pickup, or come into Scavizzi's Catering and get it up to last all weekend. With Scavizzi Catering, you can make this Labor Day weekend labor-free.
Since 1936, we've seen many changes in Texas. Back then, a car cost about $700. Eyeglasses cost under $4. But some things haven't changed. You probably had your eyes examined by a Texas State Optical doctor. For 75 years, the doctors of TSO have delivered quality eye care to more Texas families than any other provider. We've cared for generations of Texans, as well as we will care for your family. The doctors of TSO. Celebrating 75 years of caring for the eyes of Texas.
TSO in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham.
Schubert Firearms is a personal experience in shopping. We offer new and used firearms, ammunition, and accessories. Schubert Firearms is conveniently located at 2202 South Chapel Hill Street, Brenham, in the Schubert Sheet Metal Building. Call 979-277-2665 or 512-592-1888. Visit us on the web at SchubertFirearms.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Benke, the daughter of Ronald and Gary Benke. I'm running for Fair Queen under the Anchor Club of Brenham, which is a service project organization where we focus primarily on teaching people how to check their brain. I've been showing pigs since third grade, and I'm starting my senior year. Tickets are $25 in advance and $30 at the gate. For tickets, please call me at 979-203-8194. I also have tickets at Max Donuts, Krennic Tractor, K&M, The Saddle Shop, Independence Food Center, Brenham Produce, and the Rubens Feed. And I hope to see you at the fair this year.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Yes, siree, and Bluebell ice cream for all as well. Glad to have you joining us today. I'm Tony Navarro, certified financial planner, and in the studio with me this morning, two of my colleagues from the Money Makeover team at Neal Financial Group. Doug Neal, certified financial planner in the studio, along with Jamie Keyes, chartered financial consultant. Craig Montana, right in the studio for us, and I did say that I would give you our office phone number. I know you're running around, you're listening, you're doing whatever, maybe you're even relaxing, having a cup of coffee and don't have a pencil and paper, but I'm going to give you a minute here to run and get one. While we talk a little bit about the markets this morning, down a little bit, we had a nice little bump back to the upside after our big downer last week, but the Dow's down about 160 points, the S&P 500 down 19, and the NASDAQ is down 44.
To put that in perspective, last week the market went down 1,000 points, and went up 1,000 points in the course of a week. So that's called volatility, and we anticipate things like that for the rest of the year.
Well, you know, and I've been doing looking at charts and charts and charts and charts and charts over the weekend, and you know, the thing is that now is the time when you're going to hear from every doom and gloom sayer out there. I listen to some of the most terrifying predictions ever from some people who that's how they do business. They want you to be scared.
Doom and gloom sells.
Yes. Yeah, well, it's like TV news. Mm-hmm. You know, if it bleeds, it leads. Same kind of thing. So, again, having a rational approach to what's going on is where you're going to be the victor in this race. But where are you now in your situation? What do you need for your money to do? Are you in retirement? Are you getting closer to retirement? What sorts of things do you need to be looking at? What kind of questions do you need to ask yourself and get organized that way?
Yeah, what's your strategy? I had several conversations with people last week, and one family, the daughter and son, they have long time frame before they retire. They're in their 40s and 50s. Mm-hmm. So the market, you know, stay diversified, stay in the market, keep putting money in, you're fine. But mom's getting ready to retire in a year or two. Mm-hmm. That's a whole different story now.
Well, and what she should be doing with her money and her investments and her retirement money and 401k and whatever she's got is different, very different, in fact, from what her kids should be doing.
I saw a really interesting article this past week when all the volatility was going on. It said who's going to benefit the most from the drop in the markets. And obviously on that, it's those with the longest time frame, and so it referenced the millennials.
Yep.
And the millennials will benefit the most because they have the longest time frame in which their portfolio can grow. And so they would benefit from a drop in the markets because they would be buying stuff, obviously, at a much cheaper rate.
So all of the different factors, China, and before that it was the Greeks, and now it's whatever else it is, and all these other things. You know, is our economy here that bad?
Well, I've got some information. The second quarter gross domestic product, GDP.
And that's the total output of all goods and services that everybody provides, every single one of us, here in the U.S. of A.
And so what the government does is that they give an estimate at the end of the second quarter, 6 months into the year, and then it takes a while for all these numbers to come in, and so then they revise it. Well, this, at the end of the second quarter, GDP was originally reported at 2.3%, which is pretty good. That's what I think the Federal Reserve and the government...
growth of 2.3%.
Yeah, the market, that's a growth in the economy of all of our goods and services.
Going up 2.3 is not bad, but then it was revised to show higher, a gain of 3.7%. That's a pretty big jump.
Anything over 3% is usually pretty thought of by economists, is it not, guys?
That's the sweet spot there, yeah. 3% and up is... So, and that's spending on office parks, malls, industrial buildings provided a big lift. Large portion of it, good old American know-how economy. Government spending was also revised higher.
And people are buying for inventory. That's a very important thing. Yeah. If we're buying enough as consumers to draw down the inventories of big companies that provide everything from screwdrivers to washing machines and everything else, then that means that those businesses are saying, we need more stuff to sell.
Right.
And so we're going to build up our inventory. Folks, they don't do that if they think things are bad.
Yes, and they have to be looking down the road, too. It's not just, okay, what are we going to do next week or next month? So they're looking 5-6 months down the road here. Mm-hmm. So that's good news in the economy right there.
Now, it could still be revised another time or two over the next month, but it's probably going to still be somewhere in that 3% to 3.5%
in the good range.
There.
I mean, but that's 50% higher than the original estimate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you go from 2.3 to 3.7, you know, that's a significant significantly higher number than they had originally thought. You know, and Tony, we had talked about last Wednesday the fact that the core numbers for large purchases for industry were up also.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's always good news.
Even when you take out airplanes that most of us are not buying.
Yeah. That's right.
Mm-hmm. And because we had mentioned in months past that there was a lot of cash that businesses had and people had sitting on the sidelines.
Yeah.
And so apparently now they see some things. It's time to spend some of that money. Another information is new claims for unemployment fell 6,000 to 271,000 for the week ending August 22nd.
And that's 3,000 less than was anticipated by people who track this number. This is a very volatile number, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it goes up and down and revised all the time.
But this is, you know, what's good about that is it's the end of the summer, not the beginning of the summer.
Yes.
You know, traditionally, the beginning of the summer, jobless claims go down. But this is the end of the summer, and so that's really good news.
Yes, and that's a good sign there. It's a 15-year low. Now, there's still a lot of people out of work that have exhausted their unemployment benefits, and so they're not applying for unemployment. But it's good that there's more people not being laid off or losing their jobs. It's a 15-year low. So, okay, so we got the GDP going up. We got unemployment down. And then the other thing that is good that's not part of the consumer price index is crude oil. Doesn't make sense that energy is not part of the consumer price index, but it isn't. But the inventory of crude oil in the United States was 456.2 million barrels as of Friday, August 14th. That's up 25% in the last 12 months. That's why the price of gas is going down.
It's also why the price of oil is going down.
Yes.
There's a glut.
Well, yeah, well, we're so efficient now.
Yeah.
Especially with everybody who's fracking, like in Texas, for instance. You know, they're very efficient. And, this is all part of they're pumping because they got to pay their bills, whether you're Chevron or Exxon
right.
or whoever.
They're not just going to shut down the oil well or the oil pumpers. See, this is from the Department of Energy, that 456.2 million barrels, that's separate from any oil stored in the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, which has a capacity of 727 million barrels.
And it's full right now.
It's full. So there's a lot of oil out there.
Well, you know, they're parking old oil tankers off our coast right now with oil on them. They're storing out there floating, just like the Arabs have been doing for a while. The Iranians have a bunch out there, too. But, you know, back to the unemployment thing, we are seeing a little uptick in states like mm-hmm. Texas with the oil industry jobs.
Uptick. You just look at the license plates driving around.
Yes.
They're from all over.
Yeah, yeah. So we have had some carnage there. But I have to tell you guys, I talked with last week with one of the biggest outfits along the Gulf Coast and several other parts of the world now, that their business is serving the oil and gas industry offshore. Mm-hmm. They have big barges and tugs and all that stuff, and they move giant drilling platforms and rigs around. And they just told me that they had the best year they have ever had. They had the best month that they ever had.
Because they move the rigs around in the deep water rigs.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll see. That can be a double-edged sword.
Yes.
Yes. But because the point is not everything is bad that's connected.
Right. That's correct.
With those industries.
So just the oil sector is down. People that are in that sector.
Yeah, there's
I was talking to another client in the Houston area. Yes, we got a lot of people that work in the oil business because mm-hmm. that's main hub of the world.
Mm-hmm.
He worked for a small oil company, and they have one or two rigs, and they got one. They're worried that he said they're a large oil company is hammering them to cut their contract price to get a better deal, or they may shut down the rig, which would devastate that smaller oil mm-hmm. company. But that's what's happened. It's two people I talked to last week. Same thing. The oil companies, the larger ones, the ones who absorb the production, are hammering the smaller people to redo the contracts for a better rate.
Yeah, and that's all the suppliers, people.
Right. The transport people.
Yeah, and people like Halliburton, you know, who do the supply end of things. So again, you know, there is some shakeout going on. Is it a bad thing? Probably not in the long run.
If you don't work for one of those companies.
I say it depends on who you are. But since we're talking about the state of the economy, you had mentioned the fact that mergers and acquisitions are a key sign of what's going on.
Yes.
And, you know, and here in the oil industry, things are pretty affordable for companies that have cash. And we've talked about the fact that companies have been keeping cash in reserve. And now we had this news last week where Schlumberger was buying Cameron International.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this was
a
$14.5 billion deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
But obviously, Schlumberger is very involved in the oil community and in the oil business. And they're taking advantage of the fact that the prices are good for mergers and acquisitions.
They can make more of their own stuff.
Yes,
that's right.
And
keep
the margins.
And keep the margins lower and take advantage of Cameron's possibilities of getting relationships. And they're going to bring all those relationships that Cameron has built over many, many decades with suppliers of raw materials and some parts of the finished goods and all that. So now they're going to the heart of their supply that goes into the other things that Halliburton manufactures and then markets out to the oil and gas industry.
So you see these things going on in the economy, and it begs to say that, okay, it's not as bad as it looks like in the stock market. The economy looks good, and one of the reasons for this GDP number being important, the interest rate, that the average interest rate paid by the U.S. government on its interest-bearing debt,
which is humongous,
which is as of July 31st of this year, this last month, was 2.337%. So 2.3% is what the average interest rate that the government paid on everything. The average interest rate paid back in July 31st, 2008, 7 years ago, was 4.4%. So it's costing the government less. So that's why
So they borrowed cheap money, too.
They borrowed cheap money, too. And so they're trying to – they'd like to see the GDP going up. The inflation stays down. Price of oil's down. Unemployment's down. It looks – for the longer run, looks pretty rosy. Doesn't look like there's a crash or a recession coming.
Well, what's interesting about that number, though, is even at 2.33%, the government does not have any trouble selling their bonds.
Yeah, because we're the place, right?
Yeah, that's right. You know, in the world stage, you know, the interest rate that's being paid by the U.S. government, even though it's half of what it was, you know, in 2006, is still very, very attractive in the world community.
It's that safety factor, because where would you like to put your money if you have a place, if you're overseas?
Greece.
You want to put it in Greece?
Or somewhere else in the European Union. Or China.
Or India. Or where do you want to put your money?
South America.
South. The inflation rate down there is unbelievable.
Yeah.
South America. The Venezuela is just cratering.
They don't even have food. OPEC member, people are rioting in the streets. So, again, we've still got it pretty good here. However, if these ups and downs, the volatility has been making you very nervous, I know some of you listening right now have been worrying. If your portfolios are moving up, down, sideways, all over the place, and you're sweating bullets every time something happens, we're going to talk next about how to look at that and how maybe you could get some ideas for yourself, because we just talked about how low interest rates are.
Mm-hmm.
Putting your money in just a CD or fixed annuities or all the different things that are out there, that's a tough choice to make. And it's usually a tough one from a lot of different angles, mostly because you're not going to make any money by the time you get done with that. And so what do you do? So there are some possibilities. They're not right for everybody, but you need to be listening when we come right back. And here's our number. If you've got questions, 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879 to call us on the air. I did mention I give our office number. Let me do that before we go to the break. And that's 979-836-2903. That's 836-2903. Ask for Sharon or Brent and talk to them. Tell them you want to talk to us later. But if you want to talk to us now, here it is again, our 800 number to talk to us now, 800-332-7879. Waiting for your call. Give us a call at the Money Makeover Show.
It's morning rush hour. Your throat hurts. And you can't call in sick. Not sure where to go?
St. Joseph Family Medicine in Brenham has same-day appointments. We're close by, and our experienced, caring physicians are backed by the strength of St. Joseph. Request your appointment today. Call 979-830-5584 or visit us online. St. Joseph, expert care, closer to home.
When it comes to something as important as your prescription drugs, better call on the pharmacies in Brenham with the reputation of quality and integrity. Call Medical Arts or Waldie's Pharmacies, owned and operated by the Sonnenberg family for over 50 years in Brenham. Are you ready to sign up for Medicare prescription drug coverage? Are you confused about what plan to choose? Make a list of your current medicines and then call Medicare at 1-800-633-4227. For pharmacists you can trust, visit Medical Arts or Waldie's Pharmacies in Brenham.
One of the two things vehicle owners fear most is transmission trouble. Bring your truck or car to Jayco Transmission in Brenham for everything from checking the fluid levels to changing the fluid, from repairing your transmission to installing a new or rebuilt one. If you think there's something wrong, Jayco will test drive your vehicle to see how it's behaving, run a diagnostic to pinpoint the problem, and then repair or replace your transmission. So trust Jayco Transmissions for your transmission repairs. 1104 South Austin. Open Monday through Friday from 8 till 5.
MIC Group, a master manufacturer with its two locations in Brenham, is a Tier 1 supplier providing precision machining, electromechanical assemblies, and complete turnkey solutions to its customers worldwide. With global headquarters in Brenham and with international locations, MIC Group continues to be a leader in the manufacturing field. MIC Group is a proud supporter of Brenham High School athletics and supports local students' efforts to excel in all areas, whether in academics, sports, music, or drama. Along with their team members, MIC Group says, "Go team!"
At Brenham LP Gas, your comfort is their business. Specializing in safe, clean, efficient, and economical propane, Brenham LP Gas has been in business serving the community for 65 years. Let them show you a variety of Rheem water heaters, Heat Star heaters, and a variety of burners to fit any of your heating and cooking needs. At Brenham LP Gas, they care, and they offer prompt delivery and service to almost anywhere. Stop by Brenham LP Gas at 302 West Main in Brenham, or call 979-836-2331 for safe, clean, efficient, and economical propane and propane appliances.
Texans are teaming up to reduce teen pregnancy.
We're teaming up by starting the conversation.
We're teaming up to educate our community.
We're teaming up to mobilize a coalition.
When it comes to reducing teen pregnancy in our communities,
we're teaming up to make a difference.
OurTownForTeens.org is helping communities all over Texas reduce teen pregnancy by putting the resources you need at your fingertips. OurTownForTeens.org. Team up. We can do this.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neil Financial Group. By the way, we got an office in Central Texas, downtown Brenham. We have another one right near the Galleria, about a mile and a half, not that near, where you're in the middle of the horrible traffic. Again, our office phone number, if you've got questions still, would like to talk to us in private at the office or come by for the free review, that's a great time to get together with us, bring up whatever topics you want. And, Jamie, a lot of folks do that.
Absolutely. As Doug had mentioned earlier, we've had a lot of you coming in for that free review, and we'd love to see you. You know, what's interesting, too, you know, Doug, is with our background as educators.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
We like for you to come in, and we like for you to make informed decisions. That's why we have the radio show. That's why we do the newspaper articles. We have one coming out this Wednesday, because we like you to know what's going on. And when you come in, we go through things. We can, We like to explain that kind of stuff.
And we give you homework.
Sometimes, always helpful homework, yeah, right?
You need to find out about, the, you know, we discuss whatever it happens to be, whatever strategy or things that you need, and say, well, you need to go check on this, or you need to call the Social Security office for that, and you need to go do this. Yep. And so we like giving out homework, but then that helps you make better decisions.
Yes.
Yeah, 'cause then you've got all the information that you need to make the proper decision.
Mm-hmm.
You know what questions to ask. We've talked about that too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of times you don't get the right information because you ask the wrong question.
Yeah.
Well, we try and sort that out for you so you are asking the right questions.
Yeah, and here's another example I wanted to bring up this morning from a guy named Ken Fisher. I'm sure you've seen his ads all over the internet and all over the TV and heard him on the radio and all that stuff. He's an investment guy, and this was some, every once in a while he puts out a report on what questions he's getting from people.
Mm-hmm.
So here's from May of this year, going all the way back to May, all right? And here's the question. With foreign stocks leading U.S. stocks right now, should we dump all of our U.S. stuff? Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, Doug and Jamie, more recently, which country is doing a little better than
As we mentioned
foreign?
A little bit earlier, the U.S. economy is doing much, much better than the European economy. The stock market's doing much better.
Emerging markets are stinky, and that includes China. By the way. Yeah. So who's doing the best right now?
Now the U.S. is. From the Commerce Department, the U.S. economy... second quarter was revised up to 3.7%. The 19-country Eurozone economy grew by 1.3%.
Okay, so from May to today, if you'd have dumped all of your probably US, large cap value and large cap growth U.S. You know, investments in your 401k, your IRA, your brokerage account, whatever you got, your ETFs that track all that stuff, small cap, mid cap, large cap companies. If you just said, yeah, you know, the Europeans are doing the best right now, or emerging markets are, you know, doing a little bit better, or whatever it is, that would have been back in May when Ken Fisher was asked this question by somebody, you know. So fortunately, he did say, that's dumb. Don't do that. His February 2015 column said all the reasons why. And he says those who dumped back then, dumped their U.S. Investments, are being whipsawed right now. And he says a pretty good quote, chasing heat gets you burned. The hot stuff right at the moment, if you're going to run things in your 401k or IRA or wherever you're doing, and go back and forth and back and forth, that's a pretty tough thing, and most people really can't do it. Even big hedge fund managers have trouble getting it done.
So the question is, what should we do? Well, you lighten up or you get heavier in. Right now, if you're worried, you will get heavier in cash percentage-wise. Maybe you have 5% in cash at the moment. Maybe you need to sell some of your winners and get 10% cash, if that would make you feel better. That's what, or if you have foreign stocks and you have 20% is what you have your allocation at, maybe you should bump that to 15%. So that's what they're talking about. Not get out of it, but either increase or decrease that what you have. But
there's nothing wrong with having cash,
right?
In your and plus, if for no other reason, even if you've got a long time until you're going to be using your money in retirement or whatever you're going to do with it, you know, having cash so you can buy bargains,
things on sale,
or dollar cost average back into the market or whatever your philosophy is going to be with that, at least you got something. You had some powder dry to do something with. So, again, let's talk, though, about what if you're not in that mindset? You don't want to be watching it every minute. So are there ways to kind of cushion things on the bottom so you're not pulling your hair out?
Yeah, there's been a lot of desire for products, financial products that cut the risk factor, but still want to have some of the growth factor. They don't want to miss out. Because there's always been fixed annuities and CDs and bonds that you can buy, but they're longer term and they don't pay much, 1 or 2%. Like, say, the average government interest rate was 2.3, so that's
fixed interest products are very, very safe.
Mm, right.
But right now they're not paying you very much.
And you want to, if you put it into a fixed annuity, a lot of those have surrender penalties anywhere from 4 to 8 years, and do you want to, it's like getting a 8-year CD, do you want to do that at 2.3% or 2%? Probably not, because I suspect interest rates will be higher 8 years from today than they are now, but you're still locked in at the lower interest rate. So what can you do? And the companies out there want to develop products that are in demand, and so they have some type of annuities that protect you on the downside but give you some potential growth on the upside. And now there's lots of variations of those, but the whole purpose is to keep your money as safe as it can be. The one product that we were just looking at last week, it just got approved for us in Texas here, is that your downside is zero. You will not go backwards.
So you will not go below what you put in?
Correct. And then each year, you start one day when you put your money in, and a year later on that day, you look at, it's the low volatility S&P 500 indexed.
Right.
Okay.
I don't know what that is.
Okay. In the S&P 500, there's the 500 largest companies in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
This index takes the 100 of those 500 that are the lowest volatile. In other words, they're the most stable.
Yeah, the price share remains relatively stable.
So
they're not wild
at
swings in the price per share.
Okay,
the
so you're
most
really big
stable,
old
yeah.
companies that hardly move around.
And so that's what the index
usually.
Is.
Okay.
If it's today and the index is at 100, a year from today, if it's at 110, then you would have a 10% return on your money. You'd get paid 10% and lock that in. And then you'd start again.
But you start from that 110%
right.
figure.
Correct, that 110
and go forward from there.
Index. And if the market goes down to 90 the next year, you still stay at that level where you were. You didn't lose any money, but you didn't make any money. You went that year and you didn't make any money.
Okay, so you don't go below what you put in, and when you make a gain, you keep that and locks it in. So if the markets go down the next year, you still are where you were.
But okay. You don't make any money. But now if it
you
drops...
You got your 110%
right,
from
but if the index
before.
Drops down to 90 on that anniversary, that's where you start again in year number two or three. You start at 90, and if it goes up to 100, you make another 10% and gets locked in on top of the 110. So it protects you on the downside and gives you some upside potential. The downside of these is, one, you may not make anything for the year. Your money sat there for a year, didn't make anything.
Okay.
Second part of the downside is this one has an 8-year surrender penalty on it. You got to leave your money in there for 8 years.
So you would only do this with some portion of what you have and certainly
correct.
Not everything you've got.
Correct.
Okay.
So that and that's the way the insurance company, because it's put out by an insurance company, it's a product, they have the money for 8 years. Now, you can get it, but you...
There's
penalty
certain windows.
For early withdrawal.
Yeah.
So, and that's most common with most types of annuities or longer-term things. There's a penalty for early withdrawal. So that's a tool that you can use for part of your growth money that you don't want to go backwards, but you have some upside potential, but we don't know what it's going to be. It could be 0 to 20%. We just don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, the big advantage to that also is the fact that in down years, you don't have to make up for any losses.
Yeah.
And we've talked about before, if you have a portfolio and it goes down by 50%, well, what do you have to make the next year to get it back?
Yeah, you got
to
make 100%.
You got to make 100%. Well, with these types of products, if the market goes down 50%, you just didn't make any money, but you didn't go down 50%, so there's nothing to make up.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's some advantages to that.
So for people who don't want to tie up their money for 8 years, Is there anything else that they can be looking at?
There is.
Products are out there.
There's another one out there that has a somewhat protected downside. We'll touch that when we come back from the break.
Okay. So stay with us because you're going to want to find out about this. Like Doug said earlier, companies are trying to respond more to what it is that we all want as consumers here for our financial needs. How do we get some downside relief and protection, can still make some money? And again, these are not suitable and recommended for everybody, but there are a lot of options coming out now. You're going to start hearing about them and hear it first on the Money Makeover Show. Here's our number again. If you've got questions, 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. Call us now and talk to us during the break, 800-332-7879. Tony, Jamie, Doug, and Craig, right here on the Money Makeover Show.
American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. 6 miles north of Brenham on Highway 36, American Overhead Door Company. The true American Overhead Door Company, selling American-made overhead doors. American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's only overhead door company with all the American flags at 7405 Highway 36 North in Brenham. Call 979-836-4442. Remember, if it's not American, then it's not American Overhead Door Company. Call 979-836-4442.
There are really two ways to buy insurance, from someone who represents only one company or from an agency like Wellman Insurance Agency, where we represent several insurance companies and serve you first. Personalized insurance, specifically designed to fit your insurance needs. At Wellman Insurance Agency, we'll start with a solid basic policy with one of the many companies we represent and build the protection you need for your home, no more, no less. It's one-stop convenience for your auto, home, and business. Call Wellman Insurance Agency today at 836-3613.
Hi, this is Randy.
And this is Susan.
And we're here to announce this year's Faith Missions Candlelit Christmas on Thursday, November the 5th at Silver Wings Ballroom.
This year's theme is a crystal clear Christmas, celebrating 30 years of service to the Washington County community.
Thank you for your support of Candlelit Christmas over the years. And if you're interested in becoming a corporate or table sponsor, please contact us at 979-830-1488.
It's all about making His mission our mission.
Schubert Firearms is a personal experience in shopping. We offer new and used firearms, ammunition, and accessories. Schubert Firearms is conveniently located at 2202 South Chapel Hill Street, Brenham, in the Schubert Sheet Metal Building. Call 979-277-2665 or 512-592-1888. Visit us on the web at SchubertFirearms.com.
Want to be recognized on the field in front of the entire 12th man? Register now on the official Facebook page of Texas A&M Athletics for your chance to win. MyPlates.com invites you to share your Aggie plate story for the chance to win tickets, recognition on the field, and a customized Aggie's license plate. Register now on the official Facebook page of Texas A&M Athletics for your chance to win. MyPlates, your home for Aggie plates.
For more than 55 years, the Brenham Clinic has been here for you and your family. And as the community has grown and changed, so has the Brenham Clinic. That's why they're not only home to a team of doctors whose specialties range from family and internal medicine to pediatrics and obstetrics, but the network of specialists at College Station Medical Center also offers appointments right here at home. Extended hours and same-day appointments are available. To schedule yours, visit BrenhamClinic.com.
Little League and travel ball seasons are in full swing. Stay on top of your game with private lessons at the Batter's Box. Outfit your team or individual at the Batter's Box Pro Shop with apparel and equipment by Louisville Slugger, Majestic Athletic, Easton, and Nike. Contact the Batter's Box if your player is interested in competitive travel ball. The Batter's Box has moved to the new location off the FM 389 Blinn College exit, just off of Highway 290. Visit the website and like them on Facebook to stay updated on their 2015 summer camps. The Batter's Box. The game starts here.
Brenham Tire and Auto is a full-service repair and tire shop at 605 South Bluebell Road, servicing Washington County since 1981. Shannon and Dodie Meir are the second-generation owners of a family-run business. If you're a customer, you know how well they take care of business. If you've never done business with them, call or stop by. It may be the best experience you have ever had in an automotive shop. Their philosophy is if you don't need it, they don't sell it. So from minor to major repairs on foreign and domestic vehicles, call Brenham Tire and Auto at 979-836-4811.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Yes, indeed. More Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neal Financial Group. That's N-E-A-L Financial. Offices in Brenham, downtown, Main Street, Atrium Building, just across from the courthouse, and of course about a mile and a half from the Houston Galleria. That's our other office location. We are licensed as financial planners and advisors in 17 states, and we are very happy to help you. So don't forget about the free review. Bring in whatever's on your mind, whether you've got old life insurance contracts. We've seen a few of those lately that people have brought in and said, do we still need this? What happens if we cash this thing in? You know, our kids are grown now. Should we just let this go? What happens?
Oh, got a case working on tomorrow, long-term care. Husband, second marriage, both widows. Husband's got the long-term care insurance policy. Wife, new wife doesn't. Mm-hmm. Is it better for him to take his long-term care policy and fold it into a new one on both of them because mm-hmm. they're both healthy? Or is it better for her to get her own policy? That's their question. So we're going to review that tomorrow.
So before you make a move, do something or whatever, just come by, do the free review with us. Bring whatever is on your mind, whether it's your 401k, current selections of what your options are. Talk with a lot of people about that. 403B, all the different other things with different numbers and designations. If you've got a ranch or some land or some other stuff, a house, whatever, and you're trying to decide, I just had this question again the other day from somebody, should I give my property now to my kids?
Mm-hmm.
Or should it go to them after I pass away?
Another one that came up quite a bit is should we pay the house off?
Yeah.
I had a couple last week. It was better for them to pay the house off and live in their smaller home and commute because she could work in and out of the shouldn't have to be there because they could make more money on the rent than they could in their investments mm-hmm. with less risk. So it's better for them to pay the house off. But we had to go through the numbers with that and look at it and
Where are the pros and cons on that?
Right. Mm-hmm. And what happens if something goes wrong and you need some of that money when it's all in the walls?
Sure.
But they had some other real estates that worked out good for them.
And they have cash and assets.
Right.
So they aren't going to be worrying about whether they have to tear a chunk of wallpaper off to eat it for dinner if things don't go well for them, right?
Yeah.
A different thing.
Yeah, there are so many factors that go into those types of decisions, and it's kind of interesting. When you come in for that free review, what we're finding out is we're asking you lots of questions to help you make better decisions, and you're pointing out the fact that sometimes you go and you meet with other people, and they don't ask you any questions. They just tell you what to do without asking you anything.
That's right. I remember that part, too.
It's best for whoever you're talking to find out exactly what your situation is so that the best decision possible can be made.
Well, yeah, what horse do they have in that race, right?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, if they're there to put you on their investment program or flipping houses program or put your property into being a rental property with us and we'll manage it and we'll do this, or if they're selling you some whatever it is, figure out why you're there, what's their game plan, what's their deal, and then you can have it color everything else that you're looking at and make it. Because that's right. If they're not asking you questions,
how do they know what's going on in your life?
Yeah.
Or what's available to you?
Yeah, you're not having a conversation then. They're just there trying to pump you full of whatever it is they're trying to sell.
Right. So that brings back to when you go, you need to have questions asked of what products you can use to make work for you. And some of that's feelings. Like, so we're looking at these, they call them indexed annuities, but they got variations of those.
Mm-hmm.
And is that appropriate for you? Well, one, what is it? What do they do? How do they work? Well, there's one out there now that... they have a 10% or 20% downside protection, meaning you put your money in. If it's in an advisory account, it's liquid. You can put it in today. You can take it out tomorrow, whatever it's worth tomorrow.
So you don't have an eight-year surrender penalty or one of those kind of things on this?
Right.
So your access is there for your cash and your holdings.
It's fully liquid, whatever the market's doing.
Okay, that's a big difference.
There's a difference on that one. Because this one is more market-based, it's not an index-based, in that if the market goes down 8%, you go down 0. Market goes down 9%, you go down 0. Market goes down 11%, you go down 1%.
Okay, that's the one with the 10% downside
10%
buffer.
I call it a buffer. It's 10% downside buffer. Market goes down 15%, the insurance company takes the first 10, you get the next 5, so you're down 5%. But now they also then limit you somewhat on the upside. Market goes up 8%, you get all 8. Market goes up 20, you probably only get 15. But still, you got some upside growth potential there. And that number changes according to what month it is. Each month that company sets the upside potential for your contract. And it goes year by year again.
Okay, so again, in a nutshell, how does that work again?
You got 10% in this particular scenario, downside protection. In other words, market goes down 10% or less, you don't lose anything. But then you're limited on how much you can make on the upside, and that's picked by the insurance company. Right now, it's in the 20% range. So if the market goes up 25%, you only get to keep 20 of it, but most people would be happy with that.
Okay. Now, again, if you had that 10% buffer on the bottom and the market dropped 20, you would drop 10?
You would drop 10. So
right.
There's no guarantees on what you're going to return, or there's no guarantees that you're not going to lose anything, but the money's liquid. So, there's a different product, different parameters. Some people may love that. Other people say, no, I like the one that says I will not go backwards at all.
Well, I think that's the point, too, is that the financial industry is always looking for products and trying to design products to meet the needs of what you're trying to, the products that you're looking for. Volatility is a big concern now.
Yep.
Financial industry is trying to come up with products to address that.
So, again, it's what do you want that money to do? If you wanted to just stay in one spot and not go away, there are ways to keep that from happening if that's appropriate for you. And there are other ways where you can have more access to your cash and still have some protection if that's appropriate for you. Again, how do you know if it's going to work for you, if it's appropriate for you? We still have the free review. You're welcome to come in. We'll show you how it works if you want. If you've got something else you've already got that you think is doing this, bring that in. We'll tell you how that works. Sometimes we sign up for stuff years ago and we forget how it works. So always do that. Door is open for you. 979-836-2903. That's our number at our office.
See you back here Wednesday.
All righty.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com.